USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There was a celebration of life at Houston's Fountain of Praise Church. Hundreds of friends, family, politicians, and celebrities gathered to say goodbye to George Floyd, who died 2 weeks ago at the hands of police in Minneapolis. Police officers saluted as George Floyd's casket was carried into the church. The family members all wore white for the private service in the city where George Floyd grew up.
I just want to say that I'm going to miss my brother a whole lot. And I love you.
The Reverend Al Sharpton delivered the eulogy.
This was not just a tragedy. It was a crime.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The Attorney General says there are people disrupting the peaceful protests. USA's Tim Berg reports.
Bill Barr says the violent protests and riots that have erupted after the death of George Floyd appear to be organized by anarchist or far extreme groups on both sides. Barr telling Fox News Antifa does play a role in some of the riots and looting going on.
It's a very loosely organized group, and they have sort of a unique or unusual system of communication and organization. There appear to be sources of funding, and we are looking into the sources of funding. And there is clearly some, high degree of organization involved at some of these events and coordinated tactics that we're seeing, and we're looking into that as well. And some of it relates to Antifa. Some of it relates to groups that act very much like Antifa. There, as I said, there's a witch's brew of extremist groups that are trying to exploit this situation on all sides.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
There was a grisly discovery at the home of the Idaho man who's married to a woman whose two children have been missing for months. Rexburg Assistant Police Chief Gary Hagan.
The investigators and detectives have recovered what's believed to be human remains that are not identified at this time. I do want to add that Chad Daybell, who resides at that residence, has also been taken into custody for questioning.
Daybell is the husband of Lori Vallow, whose two children have been missing since September. Vallow and Daybell left their home when investigators started looking for her two children. Vallow has been in custody since March, after she was extradited from Hawaii. She faces multiple charges, including two felony counts of desertion and non-support of children. Vallow and Daybell were married in Kauai, Hawaii, on November 5th. They returned there on December 1st. Vallow moved to Idaho from Arizona a couple of months before police began searching for her children. Daybell's ex-wife, Tammy Daybell, was found dead in her home in mid-October. Also, Vallow's estranged husband was shot and killed in July during a fight with her brother in Arizona right before she moved. Details about the motive weren't available, but her brother wasn't charged in the case. He also died in December. According to witnesses, Daybell said that Vallow had no children. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.